as a city.
Right. Can you tell me about this strategic plan that the Mount Isa City Council has put out? What is it?
Okay, so it is actually an economic development strategy devised for the next 3 years.
And why was this something that council invested in putting together?
This current council wants to see Mount Isa prosper into the future. You know, there's always, we are in a mining downturn at the moment, so what better action to do than to do an economic development plan leading us into the future and giving our community some positive hope going forward.
When we say economic development strategy, what exactly does that mean? What does this document lay out?
Okay, so it actually lays out where Mount Isa was, where Mount Isa is now, where Mount Isa can be in the future. We're also looking at opportunities that have probably never been thought about before for Mount Isa, because we've pretty much predominantly concentrated on mining. And now, you know, with the downturn in mining and questions around life of mine, this is something that I feel that, this council's been very responsible and very proactive in setting this community up for a very positive future.
So what is the document looking at in terms of looking into the future? What are some of the things that are outlined?
We have started on a number of these strategies. One of the main ones that we've started with is the Transport and Logistics Hub. We've got consultants working on that as we speak, and that's looking very, very positive. If you look at where Mount Isa is situated on a map, we are situated probably in the best possible area to connect the Northern Territory to Queensland, up to the Gulf, right down to the South Australia border. So, you know, our council is particularly excited about this concept.
And what were some of the others? You mentioned them in your budget speech.
So we're also looking with our Transport and Logistics Hub. We are seriously taking note of the Mount Isa to Tennant Creek rail line. We believe that will have a positive impact, not just for our region, but also on producers. At the moment, producers are pretty much limited to producing at a certain rate because of transport issues in getting their product to market in a timely manner. So if we can instigate better freight opportunities, then our primary producers can ramp up their production.
So this document essentially sets out potential projects that the Mount Isa City Council could look at going forward. How many projects are in the current document?
So there's around 30. There's around 30 projects. And, you know, whilst it sounds like hard work and it sounds a little bit unrealistic, it most definitely is, because there's no point in putting any projects in a plan that cannot happen. You know.
So all projects in here you think are achievable?
Oh, absolutely, because they've all got a lot of research and work in behind the projects.
And is this an evolving document? We've got 30 projects now. Is it foreseeable that this could grow?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So this document is not designed to sit on a shelf. It's designed to be annually reviewed, and all projects, in a timely manner will be worked on.
How much money has the council allocated or is allocating to achieving the projects that are outlined in this strategy?
Okay, so for this year we've put aside about a $500,000 budget. So that includes the likes of having a feasibility study done on that transport and logistics hub, plus a number of other little initiatives.
And how exactly was this plan put together?
So we engaged a company called CIE, which is the Centre for International Economics, and they spent, I think it was about 4 months putting this plan together. So they pretty much worked on it with council and with other major stakeholders in putting that plan together. So it's not, you know, it's most definitely not council saying, you know, we want to do this, we want to do that. It is actually, there's a lot of strategy behind it.
And the plans the projects that are outlined, is there time frames put on those in terms of, say, we've got X idea, this is how long council is putting towards achieving it?
So this, the strategy is for a 3-year strategy. So I guess we're going to be working very hard, aren't we, Zara?
30 projects in 3 years.
Well, it's not all about council doing the projects themselves. It's about us, you know, saying to investors, look at the potential that our city has and our region has.
So how do you hope this document will assist the council in terms of petitioning the government for grants and funding and whatnot?
Well, it shows that this current council's being very proactive, and, you know, we got a very, very high-level company to assist us in this document.
Yeah, I've got a few questions. We've just had the census released. Has that in any way impacted or affected this document?
No, so what this document, we didn't, the census figures weren't released when this document was put together, like the figures in it. So, and I do remember speaking to you previously on this census issue, and that is that the census figures are not correct for a lot of areas in Queensland, because, you know, it was widely reported at the time that the census was pretty much not rolled out.
But nonetheless, governments are going to be making decisions on that. I mean, regardless of our opinion of what we think, whether it was accurate or not, it is the document that government will make its decisions on. There is a significant reduction for Mount Isa, according to those stats. Has that been feeding into this document in any way?
No. So what this document has worked off is the question around life of mine. So what we've looked at is if something were to happen and our population was reduced to X amount, this is what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So no, the census, you know, we haven't sort of worked it off the census figures.
What about the Northwest Minerals Province Blueprint that was released this week? How's that fitting into this document?
Actually, when you read the document, Derek, I'm sure you'll agree that they fit hand in hand. They fit very, very well together, which is why we as a council are very confident that this is a very, very well-placed document.
Mm-hmm. In what way? Could you expand on that?
So with a lot of our initiatives, they particularly around forming committees and relationships, that's in the blueprint and it's in our document as well.
I think the transport hub is probably one of the main things. I mean, especially with, you know, with people to invest in the Northwest Mineral Province, I mean, the transport hub is a must. So I think, you know, and the rail link.
I'm going to talk about the rail link, but I'll come back to that in a second. But the transport hub, I assume this would be expected that some private individual or company would be doing the groundwork and actually running the actual hub, but the council would somehow facilitate it. Is that not council is not going to start running, taking on the ownership of a transport hub? Is that correct?
That's correct, and I mean, this is why the council, you know, council has been very proactive in saying to investors out there, hey, look, there's opportunities, and here they are.
So, apart from the opportunities, is there anything that the council can do to maybe to grease the wheels of such a proposal to make it, why would they set up in Mount Isa, say, compared to maybe Hughenden or some other place?
Yeah, look, that's a fair question, Derek, and I can say that we've been working with an awful lot of stakeholders on this, like the consultants, as well as Mount Isa City Council, and we have got a lot of buy-in from stakeholders that support this concept.
Do we have any potential person lined up or organisation lined up that might actually consider building it at this stage?
No, because the feasibility study hasn't been finished either.
And on the rail track, I must admit, I've been here in Mount Isa for about 18 months and I have seen very little on this. I mean, I'm aware of there's a proposal somewhere to build a... But I haven't really come across... I have not seen anyone talk about any dream to build this. Where is that coming from? Do you know?
Yep, so this stems from the Northern Territory Government as well as the Developing Northern Australia.
Okay.
And the Premier last year, I think it was last year... directed that it's a just got to think of the wording what it is a
That's the right word.
It's a pre-feasibility, but so that hasn't been released as yet. So when's that in October? So I think it's.
If I may, Mayor. So as the Mayor was just alluding to, that the Premier has directed for works to be conducted. So there was an initial pre-feasibility study conducted on the Mount Isa to Tennant Creek rail line in partnership with the Northern Territory Government. In addition to that, there's currently several other feasibilities underway. There's one being conducted by Transport and Main Roads as we speak. There's been other geological feasibility studies conducted for the alignment, etc. of that. So that body of work is expected to be completed by the end of this calendar year. However, as you know, with these feasibility studies, part of that is making sure that it is very in-depth research so that they know the viability of a project, the whole of life cost, and the positioning of that to move forward. So that is currently underway. There's I think it's six feasibilities of different variances have been conducted to date on that project. So the Queensland State Government, the Northern Territory State Government, and the Australian Federal Government are treating this very seriously, to the extent that only last week the Minister for Developing Northern Australia promoted the Mount Isa to Tennant Creek rail.
I was just wondering, given the fact that Gemina, they've put a gas pipeline, have had it run into a lot of difficulty in getting a lot of the land clearances, whether there's anything that can be done off the back of that work.
What, as in?
Potentially, it's probably too early to talk about routes.
Well, that route has been involved in the pre-feasibility study.
Yep. I just highlight as well, as the Mayor made a comment a moment ago about partnerships. The partnerships that this Council has developed across from the Queensland Government, Northern Territory Government, through into Tennant Creek, and working very closely with the Government on developing these projects forward and moving those feasibilities forward. That is how we're streamlining the process to work together. So the Council has been very proactive in making that happen today.
And my final question is, this is being released to the public today, midday today. What are you expecting to happen next? Is there anything, any involvement you're expecting from the members of the public on this?
So I guess over the next 3 years we will be working with the public on a number of these initiatives and consulting with the public. But at the moment we've got the feasibility study happening for the Transport and Logistics Hub. And I guess it's really important for our community to understand that, hey, we're not sitting on our haunches. You know, we've got a lot of plans in place for Mount Isa's positive future.
Thank you. Am I good?
Thank you.
Thank you. Done? Yep.